It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Changes are coming to the state's color-coded COVID-19 dial. The state health department announced the coming move Saturday. Eric France is the state's chief medical officer. He says the change is needed with widespread vaccinations happening and many pandemic metrics improving.
We have to rethink the dial, which is absolutely what we should be doing given we're in a different place in the pandemic.
State officials say they want to make the dial framework more responsive to local conditions and provide a better balance between disease suppression and economic factors. Black and Latino Coloradans are falling behind in the state's vaccine rollout. State health officials say they're working with large providers to ensure that people from underserved areas are being targeted for events like the vaccination drive at Coors Field this past weekend. Again, Dr. France, the state's chief medical officer.
So we're asking from these partners to help us understand their plans to address that. Do they identify certain zip codes, invite those folks in? Do they work with different community organizations to really engage local area communities?
State officials said they're holding smaller pop-up clinics in low-income areas to try to address the disparity. A former Westminster police officer has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for sexually assaulting a woman while on the job. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Curtis Argenbright was prosecuted in federal court under a specific law that targets law enforcement officers who take advantage of their power while in uniform. While Argenbright was a Westminster police officer, he sexually assaulted a woman while he was giving her a ride home from the hospital. He was prosecuted by the Adams County DA for the crime and found guilty in state court, but only served a few months in jail. Federal authorities then launched their own investigation. Once out of prison, Argenbright will no longer be able to work as a police officer and will register as a sex offender. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coloradans have until Friday to vote on artwork for the state's new driver's license. The finalists, pictures and paintings of iconic Colorado landscapes, were submitted by members of the public. The winners, whose art is selected for the front and back of the license, will each get $500. People can vote at dmv.colorado.gov. This is CPR News.